Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, remember by Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Chagiga, Daf Zayin, the first parak, Kol Kol Chayavin. The Zichud Masechet Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Nishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara brought a Mishnah and Pei that listed mitzvos that have no minimum shiur, including harayon. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of harayon, and Rabbi Yochanan says it means rias panim ba'azor, appearing in the azor, and Rish Lakish says it means rias panim ba'karbon, appearing in the azor with a carbon. After the first understanding of the machlokas is rejected, the Gemara explains it as follows. After the first day of the regal, when bringing a carbon is optional, everyone agrees that one who does not bring a carbon may enter the azara. They disagree only in regards to bringing an oz ri'ya on the day after the first day. Yochanan says that when the Mishnah listed mitzvos that have no shir, it meant rias panim ba'azar de'en la shir. It was the appearance in the azar that has no shir. Hal karbon yesh la shir, but bringing the carbon does have a shir, meaning that one is only permitted to bring one oz ri'ya, and if one brought more than one, he'd be over on Baal Tosif. Rish Lakish says that afil carbon nami ein lo shir, that even the carbon has no shir, and one may bring an oz ri'ya every time he enters the azara. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rish Lakish, who holds that one may bring a carbon each time he appears in the base of Mikdash, from the pasuk Hoker Rago Chama Beis Re'echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, referring to the base of Mikdash. The Gemara answers Chasim b'chatos v'ashamos. The pasuk there is referring to chatos and asham offerings, which are brought by one who has sinned. This is also taught in a brisa that suggests that perhaps the pasuk is referring even to olos and shalom. Even then says that this cannot be, because when the pasuk says avo beisecha ba'olos, Hashem l'achad nadarai, I will come to your house with olos, I will pay you my vows, we see that bringing olos and shalomim are mentioned in a positive sense. What then is the pshat in the pasuk hoker ragel chama beis re'echa, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house? It's referring to chatos and shalomim. And point number three, the next mishnah states olos b'moed ba'os mina chuan v'ashalomim mina meiser. Olos, referring to the olos re'ia, which are brought in Chol Moed, must come from Chulin, where Shlamim, referring to the Shalmei Simcha, may be brought from Maaser Sheni. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah, saying that this implies that olos on Chol Moed must be brought from Chulin, but in Yantav they may be brought from Maaser Sheni. Now, how can this be? The olos re'ia is a davar shebechova, a mandatory carbon, but called davar shebechova einu ba'el mina Chulin, and any mandatory carbon does not come except from Chulin. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is chasur michsura, missing words, and this is what it's actually saying. Olos nadarim u'nadavas b'mod bos, b'yom tov einum bos. Olos that are nadarim and nadavas are brought on Chol Moed, but not in Yantiv. And the olos re'ia is brought even on Yantiv, and when it's brought, it's only brought from Chulin. The Shalmei Simcha may come from Meiser, and the Chagiga, the first Yantav Pesach, Shalmei says it comes from Chulin, and Beis Hillel say it may come from Meiser. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara brought a Mishnah and paid that listed mitzvahs that have no minimum shiur, including harayon. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of harayon, and Rabbi Yochanan says it means rias panim ba'azor, appearing in the azara. And Rish Lakish says it means rias panim ba'karbon, appearing in the azara with a carbon. After the first understanding of the Malchokas is rejected, the Gemara explains it as follows. After the first day of the regal, when bringing a carbon is optional, everyone agrees that one who does not bring a carbon may enter the azara. They disagree only in regards to bringing an olos re'ia on the days after the first day. Rabbi Yochanan says that when the Mishnah lists mitzvahs that have no shiur, it means rias panim ba'azara de'en lo shiur. It's the appearance in the azara that has no shiur. Hal karbon yesh lo shiur. But bringing the carbon does have a shiur, meaning that one is only permitted to bring one olos re'ia. And if one brought more than that, he'd be over on Baal Tosif. Rish Lakish says, "Dafil carbon nami ein lo shir," that even the carbon has no shir, and one may bring an olos re'ia every time he enters the azara. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rish Lakish, who holds that one may bring a carbon each time he appears in the base of Mikdash, from the pasuk Hoker Ragel Chama Beis Re'echa, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, referring to the base of Mikdash. The Gemara answers Hasam b'chatos v'ashamos. The pasuk there is referring to chatos and asham offerings, which are brought by one who has sinned. This was also taught in a brisa that suggests that perhaps the pasuk is referring even to olos and shlamim, and then says that this cannot be, because when the pasuk says, "Avo beisecha ba'olos, ashalem ocha nadarai," I'll come to your house with olos, I'll pay you my vows, we see that bringing olos and shlamim are mentioned in a positive sense. What then is the pshat in the pasuk, "Hoker ragelcha mebeis re'echa," let your foot be rare in your beloved's house? It's referring to chatos and shlamim. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, "Olos b'moed ba'os mina chulin, v'ashlamim mina meiser." Olos, referring to the olos re'iyah which are brought in Chol Moed, must come from chulin, whereas shlamim, referring to the shalmei simcha, may be brought from meiser sheni. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah, saying that this implies that olos on Chol Moed must be brought from chulin, but on Yantav they may be brought from meiser sheni. How can this be? The osri is a davrish mechova, a mandatory carbon. And any mandatory carbon does not come except from chuan. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is chasuri mechzera. It's missing words. And this is what it's actually saying. Olos nadarim unadavas b'moed boz, b'yomtov enum boz. Olos that are nadarim and nadavas are brought in chuan moed, but not in yantav. And the osri is brought even on yantav. And when it's brought, it's only brought from chuan. And the chagiga, the first yantav of Pesach, Beishamai say it comes from chuan, and Beisil say it may come from Meiser. All right, so now we go to our simadav zayin, and our standard simon is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun, or armed guard. So here goes. The man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'ia assured them that his carbon was an ola, and not a chattis nor an asham, and showed them his receipt to prove that he paid for it from chulin. Once again, it's a motion. The man who was stopped by armed guards, guns, that means we're on dav zayin. The man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'ia, which reminds us, there's a malchus by Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding the meaning of Harayon Engelo Shi'ur. Rabbi Yochanan says Harayon refers to Rias Panim ba'Azara, appearing in the Azara, and Reish Lakish says it means Rias Panim ba'Carbon, appearing in the Azara with a carbon. They disagree only regards to bringing olas re'ia on the days after the first day. Rabbi Yochanan says when the Mishnah listed mitzvahs that have no Shi'ur, it meant Rias Panim ba'Azara, the Engelo Shi'ur. It's the appearance in the Azara that has no Shi'ur. Hala carbon, Yesh la Shi'ur, but bring the carbon does have a shear, meaning that one is only permitted to bring one olas re'ia. And if he brought more than that, he'd be over on Baal Tosif. Reish Lakish says, the afil carbon nami in lo shear, that even the carbon has no shear. And one may bring an olas re'ia every time he enters the Azara. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'ia assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an ashim, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish, who holds that one may bring a carbon each time he appears in the base of Mikdash. From the pasuk, Hokirago come in base for echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, referring to the base of Mikdash. The Gemara answers, Hasim b'chatos v'ashamos. The pasuk there is referring to chattis and ashim offerings, which are brought by one who has sinned. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'ia assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an ashim, and showed them his receipt to prove that he paid for it from chulin. Which reminds us, the Gemara said that the Mishnah implied that the olas re'ia may be brought in yantav from Meiser Sheni, which is a problem because the olas re'ia is a davar shebechova, a mandatory carbon. Makol davar shebechova ainu ba'el min chulin, and any mandatory carbon doesn't come except from chulin. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is chasuri michsura, and this is what it's actually saying: olos nedarim nedavos b'moed baos b'yom tov ainu baos. Olas that are nedarim and nedavos are brought in chulin mode, but not in yantav, and the olas re'ia is brought even on yantav, and when it's brought only from chulin, and the shalmei simcha may come from Meiser, and the chagiga of the first yantav of Pesach, Beishamai say it comes from chulin, and Beisil say it may come from Meiser. So once again, the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'ia assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an asham, and showed them his receipt to prove that he paid for it from chulin. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The noble ones walking by foot beside their camels. Camels, that must mean we're in Daf Gimel, gamal. The noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Rav Darshan the Pasuk, Ma Yafu Pa'amayich B'Na'alim Basnaniv, how beautiful are your footsteps in sandals, daughter of the noble, come in nine regalen, she Yisrael, B'Shah Sho'im L'Rego, how pleasant are the footsteps of Yisrael when they go up to Yerushalayim for the Rego. And Basnaniv, the daughter of the noble, refers to the daughter of Avram, who's called the noble, Hashem Shenivo Libo L'Hakir Bor, because his heart gave him over to recognize his creator. So the noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, holding the hands of their little ones on their way from the mitzvah of Hakel, which reminds Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Darshan regarding the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is the Amma Nashim and Nashim Atav, gathered together the people, the men, the women, and the small children. Even Nashim Baam Lilmud, but Nashim Baas Lishmoa, Tav Lamabayim. We can understand the men come to learn and the women come to hear, but what do the small children come for? Kedei Liten Schar Lemivayen. It's in order to give schar to those who bring them. So the noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, holding the hands of the little ones on their way for the mitzvah of Hakel, saw groups of Talmud Chachamim debating with lots of different opinions and worried they'd never be able to figure out the halacha, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah brought another drasha which taught, even though there are many conflicting opinions regarding halachos, they're all given meroa echad from one shepherd. Therefore, one should make his ear like a funnel and inquire for himself a discerning heart to listen to all the different opinions. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. When the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, that must be Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. When the shofet tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice at the bottom of Dav Gimel on the base that taught Ezu who shofet, who's considered a crazy person to be patur from mitzvahs and onshin, a yosi yekidi b'laiba, lam b'beis kfaros, the makareis ksuso, one who goes out alone at night, one who sleeps in a cemetery, and one who tears his clothing for no reason. Rav Huna said, one's not considered a shofet until he does all of these actions at the same time, whereas Rav Yochanan said, afil ba'achas mehen, he's considered a shofet even if he does one of them. Rav Papa said that Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion if he had heard this ruling taught in a braisa, Ezu shofet zeh ma'abed kol mashe nosin lo, who is a shofet one who destroys everything that we give him. So when the shofet, tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, smelled the horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, kol zechurcha l'rabos as a katanim. When the pasuk states all your males, it's coming to include katanim in the mitzvah of re'iyah. After concluding that this is referring to a katan shehagil achinuch, and the pasuk's only in a smachta, the Gemara questions, what's the deraisa then that the pasuk is coming to teach? And brings a braisa that taught, hamakametz v'hamatzaref nechoshes, v'haborsi paturim min ariyah. One who collects dog excrement, which was used in the tanning process, one who smells copper, and a leather tanner are patur from the mitzvah of ariyah, for the pasuk states, kol zechurcha, all your males, mishi yachol la'alos im kol zechurcha, who that is able to go up together with all your males is chayiv in the mitzvah, which excludes these people because they're not fit to go up with everyone because of their awful body odor. So when the shofet tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door smelled a horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, he scared them away by telling them there are two spirits inside that have been called up from the dead, which reminds us, when Shaul had Shmuel brought up from the dead, Shmuel brought Moshe with him because he was fearful of the din. Rabbi Lazar used to cry when he got to this pasuk and say, if Shmuel's fearful of divine judgment, all the more so we should be. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay, hey, that must be more than daf hay. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, which reminds us, the Malach HaMavis can take some before his time, and Rabbi asks, but it's written, Dor Holech, Dor Bab, a generation goes and a generation comes, which implies that each generation has its time before it's replaced. The Malach HaMavis explained that he takes the Neshamas along with them, which means that they roam the world with him until they have completed the generation, and only then are they delivered to Duma, who's the Malach that's the keeper of the dead. When asked what the Malach does with the person's remaining years, he answered that if there's a young rabbinical student that's a forgiving person, the years are added onto his life. So when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had, which reminds us, the pasuk says, Ki hine yotzeh harim uvara ruach umagid la'adam masichu. Behold, he forms mountains and creates winds, and he recounts to a person what were his words. Rabbi Iwa said, Evid sh'rabo magid la'masichu, takana yeshlo, an evid whose master tells him what his words were. Is there any remedy for him? So, when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had, and heard weeping for all the times he could have learned Torah, but had not. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Cholen B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weeps for three types of people every day. Al She'eshem Lasek B'Torah Be'ino Osek, over one who's able to be involved in learning Torah but does not. Al She'ef Shel Lasek B'Torah Be'osek, and over one who's not able to be involved in learning Torah but does. Al Parnas HaMitzkai L'Ahat Tzibur, and over a community leader who behaves arrogantly towards the community. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The blind and lame sons who are busy having a toy sword fight, that must be on Dav Vav. The blind and lame sons who are busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon asks, what's the din according to Beis Shammai for a katan chiger, a lame child who will heal? And what's the din according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding a katan who is blind, who will eventually have his vision restored, regarding the chiv to be mechanech them in the mitzvah of re'iyah? Abaye answered, since an adult with these disabilities would not be chayiv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, one would not be chayiv to mechanech the child to go up, even though the child will eventually be healed before becoming an adult. So the blind and lame sons who were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shir for his re'iyah and chagiga, which reminds us, regarding the minimum shirim for the olos re'iyah and shalmei chagiga, Beis Shammai hold that the olos re'iyah has a greater minimum shir, since it's offered completely to Hashem, and there are more olos offered on Shavuos. Beis Hillel hold that the shalmei chagiga has a greater minimum shir, because the chagiga was brought before Hasinai, and the Nassim brought more shlamim than olos. So the blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shirim for his re'iyah and chagiga, overheard him tell the seller he wants an olos re'iyah, like the one that was offered before Har Sinai, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was an Olas Re'iyah that was brought before Har Sinai, not the Olas Tamid. For he holds close Nemar B'Sinai, Upratas Bo'ohomod. The general principles of the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, whereas the details of the mitzvahs were taught at the Ohomod. It's not tenable, then, that if the Ol was a Tamid, that it was commanded by Hashem for all generations originally without Hepshet V'Nituach, skinning and dismemberment, and only later acquired Hepshet V'Nituach, which were taught at the Ohomod. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which depth do you learn that one should make his heart like a funnel to discern the halacha amidst all the various opinions? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which depth do you learn that the pasuk Hoker Ragochem Abeis Re'echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, is referring to Chatos V'Hashamos, not Olos and Shlamim? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 3. Which daf did we learn that Beis Hillel retracted and said that one who is a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin, should be freed completely? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf did we learn that the Malach HaMavis can take someone before his time? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf did we learn that a Braisa taught that a Shota is someone who destroys anything that he's given? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn that Rabbi Darshan the Pasuk, Mayafu Pamaich Menalim Bas Nadiv, is to teach how beautiful are the footsteps of Yisrael when they ascend to Yerushalayim for the regalim? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that there are three people that Kodesh Baruch Hu weeps over, one being one who has time to learn Torah but does not? That's on Daf Hey, good. Number 8. Which depth do we learn that when Shmuel was called up by Shaul from the dead, he brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him because he was fearful of the din? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which depth do we learn that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Na'olas Re'iyah was brought before Har Sinai, not Na'olas Tamid? That's on Daf Vav. Good. And number 10. Which depth do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu recounts every conversation a person ever had? That's on Daf Hey, excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn that in the Yovel year, even slaves in the Chutzlarts are sent away? That's on Daf Tess and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that one is not permitted to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore after he's completed the Shemona Esrei? That's on Daf Yud Ches and Megillah. Good. And number 3. Which daf do you learn that since Saras is dependent on the Kohen's declaration, Hachasan is given the 7 days of Sheva Brachas before checking? That's on Daf Zion and Mod cut an excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.